I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's my check. It's my check. The podcast by Mike Myers.
And we're clear. Breaking Myers news, horny babies, coming to you directly from Mike Check, the only news outlet available to those that live in the magical land of the Mike Check Republic. I am your anchor, Alexi Toliopoulos, joined by co-anchor Cameron James. How are you?
I'm good. I'm also the weatherman. And today the weather is stormy, ladies and gentlemen, with gossip.
Yes, there is gossip abound in this episode of Mike Check. This is an emergency episode.
It's an emergency broadcast. You can't see the studio right now, but lights are flashing all around us. Our producers, off camera,
seizing on the floor.
They are freaking out. People are pointing at us to read the teleprompt, but nay, we shall only read the teleprompt that is in our hearts.
Exactly. If you look into my heart, I shall look into your heart.
Okay, let's do that right now.
Robert Wagner is a person of interest in the death of Natalie Wood.
Okay.
That is breaking news. If you don't know who Robert Wagner is, he is related to this podcast because he played number two
in the Mike Myers produced Austin Powers franchise.
Yes. The most beloved film franchise of the nation of the Mike Czech Republic. It is our national anthem.
Yes,
if we ever win a gold medal, we're going to be there for 4 hours watching all the Austin Powers movies up on the big screen.
We'll be having a blast during that whole time.
We'll
stand to attention, one hand on heart, one hand on dick or pussy.
Exactly. And once we get that freaking gold, that gold medal, we're going to smelt it down and dip our dicks into it.
Because we famously love gold.
Gold is our favorite color.
We're here today because this news has been sent to us by several people on Twitter. It's been blowing up all over the place. Robert Wagner, alleged murderer.
Alleged murderer Robert Wagner, who we have sung the praises of for his wonderful portrayal of Doctor Number Two.
We've sung his praises before, but also we have rung the bells.
We, of course, have rung the bells. This case has laid dormant for how many years, Cameron?
Since 1981. So how many years is that? That's 36 years?
That's very fast math.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just thought of my favorite number.
Yep.
And then I halved it and I removed shit. And then I added some numbers.
Some decimals and stuff like that.
Because my favorite number is, of course, 69.
Yeah, it's one of the best numbers because it does represent one man sucking on a ding dong and another man getting his ding dong sucked.
Yeah, I guess it does represent that. But you can also do it with male female or female female.
Well,
that's what's so exciting and progressive about the 69. It does not judge you. It says, sure, have a ding-dong, have a vagine.
Well,
do it.
Everyone's equal in the 69.
Exactly.
You may think 9 is more than 6, but when you got a dick in your mouth, everyone's the same.
Everyone's the same. They call it dinner for two. I mean, I call it brunch for two because I like to do it early in the day before I get heavy.
Exactly. You do it early in the day because you like to be on top of the 69.
I do.
Anyway, we're talking about the death of a beloved Hollywood starlet. Yeah.
So as some of you, and I dare say all of you, may know, back in 1981, Robert Wagner's wife, Natalie Wood, beloved actor from
movies.
Star of West Side Story.
Yes, Splendor in the Grass.
Yes, and by the way, if you haven't gone to Splendor, the festival, you got to go.
Yes, she sadly will not be there.
She'll never be there.
Because unfortunately, she was taken from us.
We did lose Natalie Wood.
By perhaps a man who is a person of interest.
Let's not go there yet, okay? We don't want to cast aspersions.
Let's just talk about that fateful night.
Okay, 1981. Robert Wagner and his beloved wife, Natalie Wood, decide to take a yacht trip to Catalina Island off the coast of California. Mm-hmm. Just the two of them, you may be thinking? Bit of a romantic, naughty, you know,
sounds
dirty weekend
naughty.
Away? That sounds kind of fun.
I think there could be a way to make it a little more naughty.
Yeah, I can think of one way to make this weekend more naughty. Mm-hmm. Bring a guest. Bring a boat guest.
Yep.
Who is that guest, Alexi?
Christopher Walken.
That's right.
And what would he be like if he were on that trip?
I mean, if honestly, I think he should have changed his name to Christopher Salen.
Because he was on a yacht. And also there was the guy driving the boat.
So this is they're on the boat. Mm-hmm. I'm going to paint the scene for you now. Yep. Robert Wagner, Natalie Wood, and their best friend, Christopher Walken.
Chris Walken, who was working on the same movie as Natalie Wood. They were working on the movie Brainstorm.
Maybe that's why they were on the boat with him. They said,
they were brainstorming.
Chris, we need to brainstorm some stuff for our characters. We need to maybe run lines and shit like that. Robert Wagner, not having a good time. He just wanted a fun weekend away with the missus. Now he's got Christopher frickin' Walken on board. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Late at night, Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken have an argument. Things get heated, physical. They tussle. They both retire to their separate quarters on the boat.
Is that real?
That's true.
Okay.
And by morning, there's only two people left on that boat.
And the yacht master.
Three if you include the guy driving the yacht.
He's usually not spoken of in the story.
And also, why should he be? He's the help.
Yeah, he's not a real person.
He's not even a celebrity.
He's not a celebrity. He's got no name recognition.
No. If he was a celebrity, sure, he'd get a mention.
Yeah, is this called Yacht Check? No.
No, it's not.
We don't need to check that shit.
We don't need to check
who's checking in on celebrities.
Doing maintenance on the yacht, who's like, you know, setting sail, rising the anchor, scrubbing the poop deck.
Yeah.
Fuck no. We don't care about boat stuff.
I don't give a shit about poop deck.
Neither.
Even though it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
It's hands down the funniest thing.
Honestly, to scrub the poop deck.
Didn't even get a laugh from you.
No.
That's how little you give a shit.
I could not give a flying turd.
You couldn't give a solitary fuck about the poop deck.
Not one single itty bitty titty committee fuck.
Itty bitty titty fuck committee. Is that a thing?
Well, it sounds like it could be a thing.
I mean, let's...
Also, it sounds like it could be fucking impossible.
Yeah, it would be very hard. There'd be a lot of hands involved. Mm. Anyway, they wake up in the morning. Here's the people left on the boat by morning. Robert Wagner.
Yep.
This cunt of a yacht guy who we don't care about.
We don't even know his name.
We don't care about him. And Christopher Walken. That's it.
Yacht master's name is Dennis Darby.
Okay, well, fuck you, Dennis. We don't
Dennis,
care.
Dennis, is there a famous person called Dennis?
No. I can't think of a single famous Dennis.
Dennis the Menace is
that's
fictional.
That's the only one, and he's
and
not
he's
real.
He's like a boy. He's not even that famous. He's a little boy.
And he's a menace.
He's honestly a menace. And this guy, maybe he's one
maybe
too.
Maybe he is too. So they have a look on the back of the boat. The dinghy is gone. Mm-hmm. The dinghy's gone missing. And so is Natalie Wood.
Where's
they
Nat?
They can't find her. Well, she was later found to be passed away.
She had drowned. Natalie Wood had a strong fear of the sea.
Yes, a very strong fear of the sea. And since that
Thalassophobic, that's what it is called.
What's it called?
Thalassophobic.
Thalassophobic.
No, thalassa.
Okay, because thalassophobia, that would be a fear of something else.
Something I don't have.
No way.
Thalassophobia.
Okay, fear of water.
Yeah, fear of the sea. Thalassa is the ocean or sea in the Greek language, which is the root of all evil.
Okay. What's it called when you have a fear of the sea word?
It's called muniaphobia.
Okay.
And muni is the sea word in Greek.
Okay, great. Muni.
Muni.
Also the root of all evil.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Okay, so yeah, since 1981, it's been pretty much her death was ruled as a drowning.
Get Anthony LaPaglia on it. It's a cold case.
It's a cold case. It's a drowning with some undetermined elements. Mm. Now, how many years later? 36?
Something.
36 odd years 30, later?
More than 35 years after Wood was found dead, police are looking at what role, if any, her husband, Robert Wagner, played.
Now, I got to wonder, why now? Why did it take 36 years for them to figure it out? And I have a very strong feeling as to why now.
I do also share this feeling. You should say it.
Because over the last year...
Uh-huh. Two beautiful boys.
Two beautiful boys started a podcast.
Yes.
And they devoted this podcast to uncovering some truths about one man and along the way learn a few things about themselves.
About themselves and about another man.
And every time we've mentioned Robert Wagner on this mm-hmm. podcast, we have referred to him as alleged murderer Robert Wagner.
Possible murderer Robert Wagner.
Accused murderer Robert Wagner.
Suspicious figure in the darkness, Robert Wagner.
Number two, played by Robert Wagner, probable murderer.
Yes. Number two, old number two in the movie yep. Spy Who Shagged Me is, of course, played by one of my favorite actors and slash murderers, Robert Wagner.
We've been doing it. We've been like Hannibal Buress.
We are Hannibal Buress.
We're Hannibal Buress.
We're Hannibal Buress. We're the first ones, not unlike Hannibal Buress, who was the first one to openly talk about Bill Cosby being up to some pretty sick shit.
Yeah.
And we are the ones out there, not on a stage, just in your kitchen, talking into a microphone,
yeah.
that Robert Wagner is possibly related to the death of his former wife, and not former by divorce. They did get divorced once. Yeah. That is true.
Till death did he part.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, he parted. He was like, yep, she's dead. I'm going to move on. Keep being number two.
I'm going to get a recurring job where I play the second in command of an evil conglomerate.
Yeah.
But my interest is more on the business end.
Yeah.
Because my hands are too dirty in real life to be associated with anything crime-wise.
It's crazy that we've been saying it for so long and then now the cases have suddenly been blown wide open. I can't help but think somewhere out there in the media we have listeners who have been thinking, you know what? It is crazy that no one's investigated Robert Wagner for a long time.
This guy is a little suspicious of
that. Yeah, and then they've started it. I dare say, I dare compare us and our crusade for justice to the...
To Errol Morris in the classic documentary, The Thin Red Line.
Yeah.
Thin Blue Line, sorry.
I was even going to say to Frances McDormand's character in Three Billboards.
Three Billboards. They put in three freaking episodes of Mike Chepkup.
Yeah. We should get a podcast called Three Eps of Mike Check.
Yeah, and it's just it's a supercut of every time we called him alleged murderer, Robert Wagner.
I mean, I feel honestly like if some justice is done, I'll feel very good about what we've done here today.
Yes.
And hopefully, you know, people will write about us.
Hopefully we get blogged up.
God, I want to get blogged. I want to get referenced in an article on The Guardian, at the very least. Like, I just wanted to say, you know, accused murderer Robert Wagner has been... investigations have reopened again, looking into it after these whistleblowers over in the Mike Czech Republic drew attention to his involvement in the crime once more.
That's a very long headline.
Well, look, I think
I just want...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast boys put away one-eyed monster.
You think he's still in character as number two?
Yeah, podcast boys put Cycloptic number two away.
Cycloptic henchman.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Dude, I mean, you got to look at... Guys, I want you to look at Robert Wagner right now. Look at that face.
I'm looking at a thing and it's him going... Oy!
Yeah, he looks like he's been sprung.
Oy, I've been sprung.
He's finally been sprung. I mean, we've done a real spotlight work on him.
We've spotlighted this guy. This is a pretty interesting case. Because it involves murder and Hollywood. And so those are the two main interesting things.
There's nothing more interesting than those two. You know, the only thing that's maybe slightly more interesting than that is Mike Myers.
Yeah. And he's
nowhere to be seen in this
story. No. Mike Myers is clean boy.
Although, the plot thickens, ladies and gentlemen. The only other person on board, I'm not counting that yacht cunt.
Dennis Darwin. Well, he did in this... Let me just give Dennis some props because in 2011 he did come out.
That is brave.
Yeah. he came out 30 years after the crime and did say that I did lie to the police at the time.
What?
And that Natalie and Robert Wagner, who is allegedly involved in the disappearance / murder of his ex-wife, Natalie Woods. And he said that they argued. They were arguing.
Yeah. Okay. So, Dennis Darwin, my question to you is, why'd you wait so long?
He might have been busy.
Yeah, I suppose he was probably
He's got a real
scrubbing
job.
The poop deck.
Yeah, he's probably that poop deck. That night might have been a bit dirty.
Okay, so the only other person apart from Dennis Darwin, who I'm actually starting to reassess in my mind.
He's actually a salt of the earth guy.
I see him now as definitely like a Robert Shaw type. He's just this grizzled sea captain who faces the death-defying Mother Nature every day. And he looks Mother Nature right in the eye.
He's one of your heroes.
Robert Shaw?
No. Dennis Darwin.
Oh, yeah. I've modelled my whole life on
the guy. You've modelled your whole life on this guy, for sure.
I look at nature in the eye and I say, I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of death. Yeah. I'm not scared of celebrities. And, you know, it may take me a few years, but I'll come out with the truth.
Yeah, 30 years. Just give me 30 years to sit in it, figure it out. Yeah. I'll come with a good answer.
I've just got a lot of shit to do right now on the fucking boat. I mean, what do you want from me? I've got a real job. I'm Dennis Darwin.
All right, Dennis.
Senior yachtmeister.
Yachtmeister Dennis.
Yeah. Okay, the only other person apart from Dennis Darwin was Christopher Walken.
Chrissy.
Christopher Walken is an actor of many great films.
Tell me three films that he's in, and you can't say Brainstorm because that's the movie we're talking about here.
Balls of Fury.
Balls of Fury. He plays a ping pong guy.
Yep. True Romance.
True Romance. He plays a Sicilian.
He does.
Yep.
And last but not least, Wayne's World 2.
Yes. Mike Myers, dear friend.
So is it possible that Christopher Walken could have confided in Mike?
Yeah.
And Mike is the only link between these two men.
Is that true? But what about Natalie Wood?
Well, she's not here to speak for herself right
now. That's
true.
But
right now, the only person who has worked with both of them quite intimately is Mike Myers. I think we need to hear from Mike on this.
He has played to both of those Mike Myers characters, he's played a fatherly yet distant figure.
Yeah. Mike Myers is a son to these men.
Wow.
And he needs to come out and just tell him what daddy did.
Well, daddy wasn't there is what he says. So maybe he's innocent.
Maybe he is
innocent.
Maybe
the daddies are innocent.
I mean, I just wanted... maybe there's more to it as well. Like, you know, maybe Robert Wagner was... I mean, I'm casting aspersions.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Robert Wagner was getting rid of her on behalf of someone else. Say a studio head may have said, hey, Robert, we need you to make your wife disappear.
We've got a good media role coming up in 10 years for you. 15 years.
If you can please make Natalie Wood disappear in about 10, 15 years, we'll get you on the set of the greatest film of all time. So my question to you is, who does number two work for?
Who does number two work for? Jeez, I don't know. Maybe it is Dr. Evil.
Maybe Dr. Evil
ahead of all of this.
Exists in the world.
There probably is a Dr. Evil out there in the real world. Not played by Mike Myers. He's just a fabulous actor that can channel that kind of dark energy.
Yeah,
Because he has been touched by the number of the beast or something. That's why a lot of those Satanists in his book did go up to him in real life and say, blessed be.
Yeah.
Out of seemingly nowhere.
Hmm. I mean, if I ever saw Robert Wagner, I'd say blessed be to him.
Because I know really?
This guy's dark.
He's touched by the beast.
He has seen the devil, looked him in the eye and said, what do you got?
He said, I'll stay.
I'll stay. Exactly. I need to know. And you know what? I also maybe need to know some words from the only other man to play the character of number two. Young number two. Actually, no, there's been two actors who have also played the role.
There was another guy who played him for about a minute. Yeah. And also another guy that's more famous than him, yeah. Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Confirmed.
Confirmed what?
Confirmed sex tape guy.
Yeah, that's right. So Robert Wagner is at this point still an alleged murderer. Robert Lowe?
Yeah.
Confirmed sex tape dude.
This is the scaredest episode of Mike Check for me.
Why are you so scared?
Murderers.
You think that maybe Robert Wagner will hear this?
What if Wagner's like, well, these two boys are talking a little too much for my liking.
Wow. Do you think maybe he listens to this?
Imagine if Robert Wagner listened to this episode. Like, they've got me now. Unfortunately, they have got me now. They found me out and I am going away for some time.
Do you think he would confess?
I think he's such a great actor that he could confess anything and you could believe it.
Okay. I need to paint a picture right now for the listeners. Alexi is so nervous that his eyes have started watering.
When I did the Robert Wagner impression, it tapped into a very dark part of me and I can't handle it.
And now you've started crying.
I'm crying. I can't help it.
Wow.
I'm a great actor.
This is really I'm one of the great actors. You.
I'm one of the great actors.
Well, I think we got to hang tight because I strongly suspect that we're going to hear from Mike on this.
I just think we need the fucking credit for this shit.
Obviously, we need the credit.
I know, that's my official statement. The Mike Chick boys need the fucking credit for this shit.
Obviously, we broke the news.
Yes, can you guys get this hashtag going? Mike Chick boys deserve fucking credit for this shit.
That's pretty long.
Okay, what about, what's a hashtag we can get brewing up?
Mike Chick rules? Mike Wagner drools?
Mike Chick spotlight. I don't know, what can we do?
Mike Check Spotlight's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get Mike Check Spotlight.
Mike Check Spotlight. Get that hashtag going.
Get everyone out there to know that we broke the Robert Wagner case.
We did it. We brought it back up into popular culture.
And also, you know, speaking of hashtags, if you're getting laid this weekend, just send us a hashtag gong.
Hashtag gong. That way we can tell if you guys are still horny.
Yeah. How many people out there are getting laid? And I'm hoping it's like...
At least three or four.
At least three or four. You know, couples. Of you horny people out there getting laid. We've heard stories of couples rooting to our podcast.
And if you rooted to this episode, God help you.
I mean, if you're...
It's a short ep.
If you rooted to this podcast, you're touched by the mark of the beast.
You've got the beast on you.
Yeah.
The beast with two backs,
that is.
You've
got the stank of the beast on you.
Yuck.
That's grot.
Yeah, 669, the number of the beast of two backs.
All right, that's a tweet. You got to tweet that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So please try and get that hashtag going. Please stay tuned for more Robert Wagner news. Hopefully Mike speaks up. Hopefully confirmed
Chrissy speaks
sex
up.
Tape guy Robert Lowe speaks up. Chrissy speaks up. We need to get closure on who number two works for.
Who does number two work for? Guys, thanks for joining us on this very special and slightly sad episode of Mic Check. We will be doing some more Mic Checks throughout the year, but also we are working on a brand new podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple of podcast projects in the works, and one of them coming to you very soon is one called Total Reboot.
Total Reboot.
This is a rebooting totally of our old podcast, the Blank Slate Movie Podcast. We will just watch movies and criticize them and talk about film and shit like that.
But nowadays, oh, we got a whole new plan, baby.
We got a whole new idea. So the idea that we will be doing is we're going to be discussing an original film and then the reboot, remake, or ripoff that is based on that film.
So for example, Jumanji from 1995, and then Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle from this year, starring Alexi's favorite comedian, The Rock himself.
And Cameron's favorite musician, Nick Jonas.
That's true. Yeah, so we're going to be looking at the originals, then looking at the reboots, mm-hmm. and asking, why the fuck did they reboot this? Was it cool? Was it shit? That sort of stuff.
Those kind of things. And also, you know, part of Mic Check, our journey in Mike Check was a journey of discovery.
Yeah.
A discovery of cinema, discovery of cinematic proportions. And so that is kind of what we're trying to do with Total Reboot as well. We're trying to make cinematic discoveries going through these films, the links between them, and kind of unearthing some film history, but also discovering original movies that we might not have heard of, where the remake is more familiar, or discovering why this whole remake craze is kind of the thing that's going on right now as far as popular culture goes. Why are we trying to connect things to the past all the time?
So if you're into sort of movie nerd shit, film criticism shit, you're going to love Total Reboot because we're going to jam it full of that. Mm-hmm. Also, if you just like dumb jokes about The Rock and probably fucking Deadpool again and
there
stuff
will
like
be
that,
a lot of goofs in this podcast.
We'll be goofing a lot.
We did record a podcast already about Jumanji. That will be our pilot episode coming out in early March, I would say. So we will be releasing that on this feed as well as the other feed, which is still the Blank Slate Movie Podcast. That'll be transforming into Total Reboot with Cameron James and Lacey Toliopoulos. That's our working title. Maybe those names will shift around.
So if you want to you know, keep your ears on this feed, you can hear Total Reboot very soon, and then it'll be on the normal feed from then onwards.
Yes, but we will be coming back with you with special reports. I mean, this Wagner case might not go away anytime soon. What if we became a true crime podcast?
I know, this could be our O.J. Simpson era type thing. This could be like a, this could be an NPR-style show from now on, where we just track the case of Robert Wagner. I really don't want to.
Yeah, neither do I.
So, thank you very much, Horny Babies, for this special Breaking Myers News broadcast.
Yes.
And in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Groovy, baby.
It's my check. It's my check. The podcast by Mike Myers. And we're clear.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.